Kum lerne la black gemara. Today's gemara is of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and we'll just stop the two dots in the previous Amud, and they were continuing this discussion we had the Agmed Abiechin and Shlokish, where you did two averis behelam echad. I mean, you did not become aware in between the averis. So normally you bring one carbon, but what happened was you became aware of one, and then you became aware of the other one, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, Yediyas, coming aware is Mechalekes. Coming aware is as if you already chayv the carbon for that Avera. So when you become aware of the second Avera, it already warrants another carbon. And Rish Lakish says, as long as he didn't, well, one version is he didn't set it aside, another version is as long as he didn't bring it up, you can, since you did the Avedas together, it's like one Avera, and therefore the one carbon suits both. Even though you didn't become aware of the second one until later. And now we're going to talk about the Shivcha Charufa. So this Shivcha Charufa is married to an Eved Ivri. And therefore, the Kedushin HaTayfus, there is a marriage there. An Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave, is allowed to marry a Shivcha Charufa. And here we have an interesting law. And that is that if you did it bemazed, the Pasuk says, her punishment is Bekoidas Tia, which means she gets lashes. And he brings a carbon, so which means this is from the exceptions that even though you did it bemazed deliberately, you still bring a carbon. And by a shivcha charufa, if you do it five times deliberately, you still bring one carbon. So we are going to discuss how the shegig works if you did it by mistake, by a shivcha charufa, whether the yediyas separate them or not. And we're talking about even not just yediyas after the event, you did a couple of avedas, you became aware of one at a time. We're talking about you actually committed an aveda b'shegig, then you had a yediyah, and then you had committed another aveda b'shegig. Do yediyas play a role here? Because this is different than the case, well, the cases previously by chatas, because here you're not bringing a carbon for the shegig, because even b'mezid you bring a carbon. You're bringing a carbon for the yediyah. So it's important to know whether yediyah matters or not. So before we get to Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, first we introduce Rabbi Akiva Rav Tarfon, where we just said that when it comes to an usham, we know that if you ate a piece of treif for fats and you're not sure if it's treif or kosher, you bring an usham tali, which is a male animal, and then later on when you find out that you definitely committed a veda, you bring another carbon, a carbon chattas, which is a female.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Can I, Yirmi wants to get on now, can I go back and just call everyone from the normal...
So we were talking about the machlekes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Tarfon, where if what happens if the aveda you did by mistake was meila? Meila is one of the three avedas that if you did it on purpose you bring an osham vaday. So what happens according to if you ate a piece of something of an animal and you're not sure of meat and you're not sure if it was kodesh or was chayil? If it was kodesh, it belongs to basic meat, you just stole from them. And your punishment is you got to bring an asham vada and you got to pay the principal back and a fifth, a penalty. And if it was chowin, then there's nothing wrong. So Rabbi Kiva says, as usual, you bring an asham toli. You bring an asham toli because you're not sure if he did an aved or not. You do not pay any money over. And if later on, if you find out it was a carbon, then you bring an asham vada and you pay your money then. Rabbi Tarfon says, in this case, because the asham vaday and the asham toli are basically the same animal, you can bring one animal and make it conditional. If I did an aveda, this should be my asham vaday, and here's the money, I'll pay the penalty. And if I did not do an aveda, then this is just an asham toli, and the money is a donation, comes out. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the reason why you don't do that is because you cannot bring an asham vaday until you know for sure that you did an aveda, just like a chattas. You cannot just say, oh, I'll bring a chattas in case I did an aveda. It's useless. You need to know which aveda this is tagged to. So the same thing by asham vaday. You cannot, yediyah is pivotal, and if you don't have a yediyah, if you're not aware you did an aveda, it doesn't work. That's why you can't make it conditional. According to Rav Tarfon, you don't need yediyah when it comes to asham. It's different. And because he said you don't need yediyah when it comes to asham, therefore you can make it, give an asham vaday, even though at the time you weren't aware that you did an aveda. So it comes along Ula, Amar Ula, Leman da Amar, according to Rav Tarfon, that says, Asham vaday loy boy yediyah. He says that an asham vaday does not require yediyah, therefore you can make it conditional. Is betchila from the beginning. Boal chomesh be'ilas b'shivcha charufa. If you had five relations with a shivcha charufa, and we explained before the whole arichas what it is, and so you had five relations, and there was a yediyah between each one. So shivcha charufa is the only exception where you bring a carbon also for mezid, and then you bring one carbon for no matter how many times you had relations with this woman who was married to an Eved Ivri. And this time, as the pasuk tells you, but here we're talking about you did a b'shoigig and then you had a yediyah. You did a b'shoigig, had a yediyah. Now normally, by any other avela, you got to bring another chatas for each time you did a b'shoigig after yediyah. But over here, according to the Tar, for the yediyahs don't matter. So you're not bringing a carbon for the yediyah. So here the yediyahs don't matter at all. And so therefore he says, Bo'al chomesh b'ilu shivchurufa, he did a b'shoigig five times shivchurufa, and each time you had a yediyah, then you forgot, ein echayv al achas. You only bring one carbon, because you don't need, because shivchurufa also, the carbon there is a asham badai, and the tafen holds, when it comes to a carbon asham, it's not like a chatas that you have to be aware, you don't have to be aware. So being aware makes no difference. If you did five averis, even though there's a yediyah between each one, one carbon can suit them all. Mask of Lord Abam Nunam has a question. So you're telling me that even though you had a yediyah, that means usually we learn that once you had a yediyah and then you forget, it's like a whole new aveda. Because once you had a yediyah after the aveda, it's as if you brought a carbon. So according to you, Baal, let's say you had a yediyah, let's go a step further. A yediyah, any other aveda, if you didn't have a yediyah, say for fats, then you had a yediyah and then you forgot and you ate again. It's like a new whole new aveda. It's as if the yediyah in between was the carbon. So according to you, even if you brought a carbon, or even if you set aside a carbon, let's say you did an aveda with a shivcha charufa, and then you said, oh, before I bring, and I set aside an animal, and I said, you know what, before I bring the animal, I might as well kill two birds with one stone. Let me do one more time with her. And he forgot, and he didn't have a b'shag again. I'm continually wait until I do it again. You're only chai one. According to you, you're only chai for one aveda. One carbon, because you're saying yediyah, even though you had a yediyah, you're saying it doesn't matter. And once you did an aveda, it's over. And you had a yediyah, it's like you brought a carbon, you set aside a carbon. And yet, tell me yediyah means nothing. So, what if you did set aside a carbon and then you committed another aveda? You're going to tell me it doesn't make sense. Amalei, so Rav Nuna answered him, you're talking about you committed an aveda after you set the animal aside. Once you set the animal aside, like Kamina, I never said that. I was talking about purely yediyah. You became aware that it was an aveda because she was a married woman to an evidivity, and still an aveda, and then you forgot. Yediyah, according to Tarfon, doesn't count. But once you set the animal aside, then anything you do post that is a new aveda. Of course, I never said that. Ki also Rav Dimi, so that was Ula. Came along Rav Dimi, said, your focus was on Rav Tarfon. Let me focus now on Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, but if you did a suffix, if it's me'ila or not, you cannot bring this asham toli and make a condition, maybe it's asham vada, because he holds when you bring an asham vada, you need to know for sure you did an aveda. You need to have a idea. Is ki osir abdimi came along, Amar, he said, leman da Amar, the one who says, asham vadai boye yediya b'tchila, Konja Bakiba says, you do need a yediya before you can bring an asham vadai. So what happens if Baal chomesh b'ilis b'shivcha charufa? What happens if you had five relations with Shivcha Harufa? Chayiv, I'll call achas va'achas. You're chayiv on each one. So when do we say by a Shivcha that you bring one carbon for many averas? That's only if you did it deliberately or you did it b'shegi, but you didn't have any awareness in between. So it's like one long aveda. But if you did aveda b'shegi, then you became aware. You did it b'shegi, you became aware. According to Akiva, since yediyahs are significant, it breaks it up. And therefore, you have to bring five kabbalas. And it sounds like according to everybody. Omle Abay Zabaye, Harichatas de Be'in and Yediyah with Chilu, Bechatas Yediyah, you definitely need. Upliye Rabbi Yechir Abshim Malakish. Now, Rabbi Yechir Abshim Malakish, you're arguing by Chatas where you committed a number of Vedas Behelem Echad, and afterwards you had a Yediyah of one Aveda at a time. Rabbi Yechir says Yediyah separates them. Rish Lakish says no, because since you did the Vedas together, Yediyah is not like a carbon. But when it comes to Shivcha Charufa, because Shivcha Charufa, you're not really paying for the Shegig, because Mezid also brings a carbon. So therefore, it's the Yediyah that you're paying for. And so even according to the Shlokesh, you hold that Yediyah is not enough. You have to set this carbon aside or bring the carbon. So according to the Shlokesh, in this case, by Shivcha Charufa, if you committed an Aveda, and then you became aware of it, and then you forgot, according to the Shlokesh, it's still considered one Aveda, because Yediyah here are between the averas are just like yediyahs by a carbon chatas after the avera, where he said over there means nothing. So how can you say God's going to everybody? Ishtiki was quiet. Omeles Abaye said to him, Duma, perhaps the Abaye is answering him. Maybe b'maisa del achar hafroshik amrit rabuna. Maybe what you meant was that you say if you were, did an aveda and then you set aside an animal and then you did another one with the Shivcha Harufa, it's two separate kabbalas according to everybody. Maybe that's what you meant. Not just Yidiyah, because Yidiyah, that would be the Machlekes of Rabbi Yechon Ish Lakish. Om Le'in, you are right. And in fact, the Gemara now summarizes that. Ki Asa Ravin, Ravin came along, he said something very cryptic. Omri said it. There's one case where Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees, B'Shivcha Harufa. Everyone agrees by Shivcha Harufa. There's one case that everyone agrees, that even Rabbi Yechon Ish Lakish will agree. And that's one case. We'll soon see what it agrees to. V'Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees. So there is a difference. Everyone agrees, B'Shivcha Harufa, that's Rabbi Yechon Ish Lakish, that you bring one carbon from the mall. So everyone agrees, Rabbi Yechon Ish Lakish, that is a case of Shivcha Harufa where you bring a carbon for every Aveira, which we'll soon see except once you set aside the carbon. Everyone agrees, by Shivcha Harufa, you bring only one carbon for the whole lot. We'll soon see what that is. And then Machlekes, and then also there's another case of Harufa, Rabbi Yechon Ish Lakish Slagim. Now the Gemara explains. Hakol Moed is Yechurufa Dein Nechai V'Lachas. When do they all agree that you only bring one carbon from no matter how many Beit is? Kid'ula. Like the case of Ula according to Rav Tarfon, who says Yidiyah doesn't matter. Since Yidiyah doesn't matter, according to Rav Tarfon, so then even if you commit a Beit and then you're aware, then you forgot, you commit and you're aware, the Yidiyahs don't matter. So you bring one carbon for the whole forgetfulness. V'Hakol Moed in B'Shiv Charufa D'Chayiv. When do we say everyone's Moed that you're Chayiv B'Shiv Charufa Kol Achav Achas? When does everyone agree? B'Shiv Charufa D'Chayiv. That if you did a number of Avedas, you got to bring a separate carbon for each one. If you set aside a carbon right after you did each Aveda, because it's after Hafrosha, once you set it aside, that's it. U'machleik is b'Shiv Charufa. When do we say there's an argument? Rabbi Yechon Ish Lakish are still arguing in Shiv Charufa. Leman the Omar Oshem Vade Boy Yidi B'Tchila. The one Rabbi Kiva says you need a Yidi in the beginning. In a case where you did an Aveda, and then you had a Yidiyah. Did a Vedin had a Yidiyah? What Rabbi Yechon says, well, Yidiyahs matter, each one is separated. And Shlokhi says that, no, since I hold Yidiyahs don't matter, and by Shivcha Harufa, between one Aveda and the next Aveda, is just like by a Chatas, after you did all the Avedas, you became aware of one at a time. Because by Shivcha Harufa, it's not the Shegig that brings you the carbon. B'Harai, if you did it, the Mazes bring a carbon. It's the Yidiyahs, or the setting aside of the carbon. And the Yidiyah, according to Shlokhi, is not good enough. You have to set aside a carbon. This concludes this whole chapter of these kabbalas. Now the Gemara continues a new Gemara. Itmar, we're going to learn the concept of, you know, we have a thing called a shegig. A shegig means that you forgot, you didn't realize it's a melacha, you didn't realize it was Shabbos, and so on and so forth. Then we have a thing called a shegig b'loy meskaven. So you have a regular shegig, you didn't know the halacha. Shegig b'loy meskaven is that you didn't end up doing what you intended to do. And then you have a mesasik, which is you were totally involved in one thing and something else happened. Like the Gemara in Baba Kama we had in the second parak, where you're walking in the street and you have a stone in your pocket and you're carrying on Shabbat, you weren't even aware of it. That's called a misasik, that you weren't aware. So, the Gemara says here, so we're going to have cases here of misasik and of Achleik is a Bible, but what's the definition of misasik? Is misasik mean you intended to do the act, but did you not intend to do an act of an Aveira and turned out to be it's an Aveira? Not because you didn't know the halacha. It's the metzias, the act, what you actually wanted to do, as we'll soon see. You wanted to cut a cabbage that was cut, and your knife ended up cutting a cabbage that was still attached to the ground, for example. And so that's a misasik you wanted to cut, but heter, and it ended up being yisr. Another example is where you did not even want to do the melacha. A knife fell down between a patch there of cabbage, and you went to pick up the knife. All you intended to do was picking up the knife. As you were raising it up, suddenly you cut something that was attached to the ground. So you not only did not intend to do an Isra, you did not even intend to do that particular act. According to Abaya, that's the definition of Mesasik. According to Rava, even if you intended the act of cutting, but you wanted to do Het, to turn out to be Isra, that's also called Mesasik, as we'll see. Says the Gemara, Itma, we learn, Niskaven lag b'es atolush, your intention was to pick up your knife that fell down on the ground, and it's tolush. And not only you did an Aveda, you did a different act. You had no intention to do this act. Potter, everyone agrees you are potter. It's not even considered a shegig. You don't bring a korban chatas, it's nothing. But what happens if lachtech es atolish? You intended to cut, let's say, a cabbage which was lying on the ground but was detached from the ground. And your knife, your hand went in the wrong place and it cut something which is mechuber. So you intended to cut, but a maisa heter. And then the way Rashi learns, the way I just told you, is you wanted to cut one particular cabbage, you ended up cutting another one. So there's actually two things that were wrong here. That the two, I guess, redeeming factors. Number one is you had no intention of doing an Isra. Number two is even though you wanted to cut, you didn't want to cut this, you wanted to cut something else. Tosfos goes a step further. No, you wanted to cut this cabbage, but you thought that this cabbage was detached. So it's not a shegig where you made a halachic mistake. You didn't know it was Shabbos, so you didn't know that this is forbidden Shabbos. You knew it's Shabbos, you knew it's forbidden, but you thought that this was a detached cabbage. Turned out to be that this very cabbage was still attached. So that's called, that's also called a misasik. According to, this is going to be machlek zabai b'rova, because according to Abaye, you wanted to cut, and you wanted to cut this particular thing, that's enough, that you're not misasik. And according to Rava, since you did not want to do an iser, that's enough to call it a misasik. Rava, I'm a potter. Abaye, I'm a chai. Rava, potter, the lein etcham lechatzil sudi. You had no intention of doing an iser, even though you intended to cut. The fact is, you wanted to do this act. It's the halachic side of it, let's say. Because what's the difference between attach or detach? It's more the halacha that comes under the category of shegig. Omar Rav Menoah Amin, how do I know that even if you wanted to intend to do the act, if you wanted to do heter, it's considered not a shegig but a misasik. The Tanya, we learn, Chaymer, Shabbos, there's a chumra in Shabbos, Mishar Mitzvah. Shabbos is a chumra over all other mitzvahs. We'll soon see what that means. V'chaymer, Shar Mitzvah, Shabbos, and other mitzvahs have a chumra over Shabbos. And the Braitha now explains. Chaymer, Shabbos, Mishar Mitzvah. What's a chumra in Shabbos over all other mitzvahs? Shaha Shabbos, on Shabbos. Also, Shtayim, Mel Mech, you desecrate Shabbos twice in Shabbos, two different melachas. Chayva, Kolachas, Vachas, right? You harvest it and you ground the flour or the wheat, you chayv two avedas, two chatois. Mashengim shah mitzvahs. On the other hand, all other mitzvahs. Now, what exactly are we referring to all other mitzvahs, and what's the example there? The Gemara will explain in a minute. The chaymer shah mitzvahs b'shabbos, and where do we find the stringency, all other mitzvahs over Shabbos? Shabbashah mitzvahs, all other mitzvahs, shogag b'loy miskaven. If you did a shogig and you had no intention, chayv. All other mitzvahs, even if it's loy miskaven, we'll soon see what the case is, you're still chayv. Vashengim b'shabbos, adov v'shem miskaven, you are potter, or if you're misasig, you are potter. Omama, now the Gemara explains this, and this will prove support to Rava. Omama, we learned before, Chaymer, Shabbos, Shabbos is strict in all the mitzvahs, Shabbos, also Shtayim, Hel Mechad. If you did two Avedas on Shabbos, Chayva, Kolachas, Vachas, which Lechayda means you did two different Malachas. Mashenke, Mishan, Mitzvahs, if you did two different Avedas, you only Chayv. One, how's that possible? Hey, Chidam, what are we talking about? Elam, are we, what's the contrast there? Are we talking about the Ovat, Tzida, Utchini, the two separate malachas, harvesting and then grinding, the Kavos, the Gabishar mitzvahs, and what would be similarity? All other mitzvahs, we're drawing a contrast here. Ochal, Chayle, Vedam, Ye, Trey, for fats, and Ye, blood. Hochatartim, Chayv, Hochatartim, Chayv. And in the case of Trey, for fats, and blood, of course, you bring two kabanas. Elo, Shar mitzvahs, Dulem, Chayv, El Chodah. So what do we mean by all other mitzvahs you're only liable for one in contrast to Shabbat Chayv 2? Heichi Dami, when do we find by other mitzvahs if you could repeat the Aveda, you bring only one carbon? If it's the same Aveda, the Ochal Chaylev, the Chaylev. So what would the example be in Shabbat? It's the same thing. Let's say you harvest it and you harvest it. You cooked and you cooked. The Kavasik of Shabbat, the Ovek Tzidah, Ovek Tzidah. Shabbat also, if you did the same Alocha twice, you only Chayv 1. There's only one carbon. So what's the contrast there? What are we saying that Shabbos is two and all the mitzvahs one? So your mother is going to say that when we say all other mitzvahs, we don't mean all other mitzvahs. We mean one aveira that's equal to all other aveiras. And we had this a few days ago. And what is that? Avodah Zarah. That by Avodah Zarah, if you did two different ways of worshipping Avodah Zarah, you still bring b'shegig, you bring only one carbon. By Shabbos, you bring two different malachas, you bring two. That's the contrast. Lo'olam da'ovik tzidah v'tchini, he did two malachas of Shabbos. Umay ma'ashe enkei b'shar mitzvahs, ha'oiv de'avodah Zarah. It's from Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. Ukad Rabbami, this follows the view of Rabbami. The Omer Rabbami, Rabbami said that Zibar, Kitte, and Nisach, if you did these different activities that for Avodah Zarah, so you slaughtered and you roasted and you poured the libations, Bahalom Achas, you did it one forgetfulness. Ein Chayv Alach, only Chayv one. Okay, so that explains the Chumrah in Shabbos over other mitzvahs, referring to Avodah Zarah. So we're going to assume now, when it says that there's a chumrah in other mitzvahs over Shabbos, we're still talking about Avodah Zarah. We're not changing. So there's a chumrah in other by Avodah Zarah if you had no kavana, you're chayiv, and by Shabbos you had no kavana, like misasig your potter. So we're going to try to analyze what's the case of Avodah Zarah that he had no kavana. The Maya Kimta, you're talking about Avodah Zarah. Okay, so Eima Sefer, let's learn the second contrast. Chaymer b'shar mitzvahs. What's the chumrah of all other mitzvahs? B'shar mitzvahs, all other mitzvahs. Shogag b'loy miskaven, if you did a shogig without any kavon, chayiv, you are chayiv. Mashen came b'Shabbos, Hashem came b'Shabbos, you're potter. So let's analyze what actually happened by Avodah Zarah that you're telling me that you are chayiv. So he thought he was walking into a shul. And when he prostrated himself there in the shul, he was thinking he's to the Eibishter. Turned out to be it was a church for Avodah Zarah. Hadilib l'shamayim. Who cares what the building is? But he was thinking of a shamayim. What kind of chiv is there? In other words, even if you knew it was Avodah Zarah, Rashi says, and you had a mind, the Eibishter, you're not over. And Teish Rari asks, so what's this whole business of Yehorig Val Yaver? And why did Haman not bow down? Why did Mordechai bow down to Haman? He just thought in his mind, I'm thinking of the Eibishter. So basically, Teish and Hashem say, you're talking because it's the Kiddush, when you do it b'frehesia, it's a Chil Hashem. And the Chil Hashem is people think, they don't know what goes on in your mind, they think you're worshiping Avodah Zarah, and for that alone, Yehorig Val Yaver. That's what you have to do, Yehorig Val Yaver. The Ella, so if you have no kavanah by avodah zarah, also you're not liable. Ella, the chazi and the rata, you saw a statue, the sagidla, and you bow down to the statue. But you didn't bow down as if it's a god or an idol. You just bow down as covered for the statue. You might hate him again. What's talking about? Either kabbalah lebelaha, if accepted as his god, the mezu, that is deliberate. And what do you mean that the shaygi believe is chavad? He's even avodah. He thought just the king, and he thought out of covered. Then Lav Kumu did nothing wrong. So where's that? Where did you tell me about Avodah Zarah? Shoygig b'lo miskaven yuchayv. Ela ma'aba v'yida. We're talking about that the reason why you did worship Avodah Zarah, not because you really care about this god, but the person who's convincing you to do it or inducing you to do it, you love the person or you fear the person, out of love and out of fear of that person, and therefore it's called a shoygig b'lo miskaven. Because you thought, since you have no, it's a shay, because you thought, since you have no kavana for the idol, you don't care for the idol, you're just doing it because of this person, either you love this person or you fear this person, and therefore you thought it's mutter. Is honichal abayda mechayiv, at the end of the day, you're chayiv, so that's a contrast. By Shabbos, if you did it, shalei mechavin, you are potter, and by Avodah Zarah, you thought that this, the av of Yidah is all right, and you're wrong, so therefore you're chayiv. Fine. Al rav, adam potter, rav says that you are potter, and why you potter? Because you're like Oymer Mutter, you thought it's permitted. Ma'yikal Amemer, sorry, Rabba says Potter, then what are you going to say? The Ma'yikal Amemer, if you thought, you knew you were diving, you were bowing to an idol, you just thought, I'm doing out of love with this guy, I don't really care about this idol, it's all right. And you talk a Potter, no, so where's the case by the Zodah Shegel and the Chavin Chayiv? Ella, but Oymer Mutter is talking about where Rashi learns. Now, this is very hard to understand this part of Rashi. It's talking about a Geirish and his Gaia, but he had before. No, a Tinik Shanishba, a kid that grew up, never had a Jewish upbringing, or a Goy who became a Yid and he lived amongst Goyim, so he never had a Jewish upbringing. Now, how is that possible? We had this before regarding Shabbos, so we said that the Bezin didn't tell him the laws of Shabbos. Okay. But if he doesn't know Avodah Zarah, doesn't know how to believe in God, how in the world did they make him a Yid? What exactly is his Jewishness if he doesn't believe in the Eibishter? He believes in Avodah Zarah. Therefore, when he talks about it, he just talks with me. Even Tim Shanishba, he dispenses with. He doesn't even bring Gershon as a guy in this case. Because how can you have a Gershon as a guy here? But Rashi says it clearly. Rashi says here that you have a case of a Ger who became converted, but he had no idea there's a thing called Avodah Zarah. You know, I worship idols. And we call it a Shege B'lei Miskav. Very difficult to understand Rashi. So, how exactly did the Gershon work? What did you tell him? What Kabbalah's mitzvahs did he do? Anyway, it's not even Zayin mitzvahs ben Noach, he doesn't even follow. Anyway, says the Gemara, it's talking about a case of Oymer Mutter. In a case of Oymer Mutter, so when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you're still liable. No excuse. When it comes to Shabbos, Mashenkin Shabbos, the Potter Legamri. Mashenkin Shabbos, you are Potter completely. Says the Gemara, you're Potter completely. Ad Kanlad Boyman, Rav Nachman, we had a few days ago, Rav Asav Nachman. He said, Helam Zeb Zeb Yadi. He didn't know Shabbos, he didn't know any Malachas, which basically means you think it's all Mutter. That's tantamount to any Mutter. All he asked was, Il Chiyuv Chodah, do you bring only one carbon because the crux here is that you forgot that it's Shabbos? Or do we say, no, that even though you forgot it's Shabbos, you also didn't know any Malachas, so you should bring a separate Chattas. But definitely you chayiv something. Abul Mitzvah Legamrile, who said that you are Potter completely? So where do you find by Shabbos, if you thought it's Mutter, that you are potter completely? So the Gemara, Ella, Lav, Reisha, Ba'akum. You're right. The Reisha, we explained already when we cut contrasting Shabbos to other mitzvahs, we meant Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, you bring only one carbon for all your Avedas, and by Shabbos, you bring one for each Malacha. The Sefer is not talking about the Zohar anymore, where you say Shogel v'chav and your chayv and Shabbos, your potter is b'shar mitzvahs, by all other mitzvahs. And so what do you mean? What's the case? V'shogag b'loy miskaven b'shar mitzvahs hekidami. You're saying here that other mitzvahs, you have no kavanah, you're still liable. The Sover the Shumanu, you thought it was trefa fats, v'ochlo, you ate it. You thought it was trefa fats and you ate it, and it turned out to be it was real fats. Over there, the din is that even though you had no intention of eating it, you still bring a carbon. The reason is simply because we have a rule that if shekein nena, that I'm asig b'chalovim v'arayis, if you did an aveda where you actually enjoyed, the enjoyment is as if you had kavan intention to do what you did. And therefore, you're liable, mashenken, and Shabbos, we say, potter. He said, mashenken v'shabbos, the potter, you are potter. What's the case there? Then it's kavan lachter chesatolush. So here also, in the case of the fat, you intended to eat, but you intended to eat heter, you ended up eating iser. So the contrast in the Shabbos would be, says the Rava, this is my proof, the contrast of the Shabbos would be you intended to cut, but you wanted to cut something detached, and you ended up cutting something that was attached. Mashenki b'Shabbos, the potter, then it's kavan lachter as atolos, you intended to cut something which was detached. V'chotach demchubi, you ended up cutting something which is attached. Potter, potter. So that's Rava's proof. So Abaye says, no. Abaye says, I'll tell you what no proof of me at all. I'll just tell you how the example by other mitzvahs, which we say that you are potter, an example that you are chayiv, an example of how you are potter. How? Shogeg b'lo miskaven hechidomi desava roiku. You didn't think that it was a fat at all. You thought that it was merely saliva that melted down, and you're just going to drink it and swallow it. So you had no intention of eating whatsoever. And because basically all you do is absorb it, nothing. And ubolo, you swallowed it. So what you do, not only you thought it was mutter, you did not even intend to eat. Mash'enkein b'shabbos, so what's the contrast in Shabbos? The same thing. The potter, the niskaven lahakbi as a tolush. Not only you had no intention of cutting attached, you had no intention of cutting, you had intention of picking up your knife that was between the tolush. It turned out to be v'chotach as a mechuber. And you are potter. But I believe, said Abaye, niskaven lachtach etol, the intention actually was to cut. And the chotek is a mechuber, so the leap is not so far. You know, you wanted a cut, but you thought it was you wanted to cut one that was detached, ended up cutting another one that's attached. According to Tosis, you thought that this was detached, it turned to be attached. Then you take a chayiv, that's not really a masasik. And we'll continue tomorrow on this subject.